This is a podcast about adapting, overcoming, and thriving in life and business. I'm your host, Kirsty O'Brien, mum of four and meditation and mindfulness practitioner. And this is exactly where you're meant to be if you're ready to ditch the guilt and self-doubt and start showing up as the woman you were meant to be. This is the Mindful AF in Life and Business podcast. Hey, lovely. I'm so grateful that you're joining me today. And today's episode is part of my monthly workplace wellbeing series. So that's where I really look at ways that you can be looking after your mental health as a small business owner, and also ways that you can be cultivating a thriving workplace culture for you and your team. So today I wanted to talk about looking after your mental health as a small business owner. It's vital that you are proactive about looking after your mental health, because as a small business owner, day in and day out, you're facing a range of challenges that never seem to go away and that can definitely be impacting your mental health and well-being. You know, from the long hours, the blurred lines between work and home, unpredictable finances, you know, maybe worrying about where your next job is coming from, or chasing up invoices and payments. You know, you might be responsible for a team or trying to grow a team, wearing many different hats and working in many different roles, and not all of them, you know, you feel is your zone of genius, but you just got to do it because you're at that stage in your business where you sort of, everything seems to fall to you. I mean, there's just so much work-related stress. And work-related stress is when the demands for running your business are greater than your capacity to manage them. And this is a real problem facing small business owners today, because Australia reported the highest rates of burnout in any country in 2020. So that's got to be something that, you know, we're really taking note of and beginning to be really aware of the environment that our businesses are in, but also, you know, how we are looking after our mental health and well-being as business owners. And, you know, you don't have to have a diagnosis of anxiety to be anxious. And in fact, being a small business owner creates much anxiety in many of the things that I just covered then. And, you know, if you are starting to feel like you just have trouble concentrating, if you are constantly thinking of work and find it impossible to switch off, if you find that you're being really indecisive, or that you're starting to procrastinate, that you're feeling filled with self-doubt, being filled with overwhelm, if you are starting to, you know, suffer from insomnia and turning to unhealthy coping mechanisms like drinking too much or staying up really late, not getting enough sleep, and maybe binge watching TV, and even, you know, beginning to socially isolate. They're all signs that you're very close to being physically and mentally burnt out. And they're also signs that it's really important for you to be taking care of yourself and taking care of your mental health as a business owner, so that your business can thrive, because nothing works without you. Because there's no point creating this business that you love if you can't also love your life that your work is helping you to create. You know, so it's really important to look after yourself. Okay, so here is my top five tips for taking care of your mental health as a business owner. These are all really easily implemented, sustainable things that you can be doing each day in order to look after your mental health and well-being. And I know sometimes you feel like it's hard to make time for certain things and certain changes, but you've got to remember that your business is never going to work unless you're looking after yourself. So it's really, really important that you are prioritizing your mental health and well-being by doing specific things throughout your day. So number one, slow down to speed up. I know that might sound a little bit crazy because you're used to doing a million things all at once and having a million things going. But this is about ditching multitasking. You know, when you slow down and actually do things with presence, you create space for clarity. You create space for your intuition to speak. You create space for enhanced communication, for listening. You create space for your body to be in a more rested and restored state, which is vital for your mental health and well-being. You know, really reflect back over the last couple of days and think about how much you had actually going at one time and how that had you feeling at the end of each day. And moving forward, just really set that intention to look at your day ahead each morning, plan out your day, and just really do everything that you do with presence, whether that's communicating with your team, being in a, you know, a staff meeting or a team meeting, talking with suppliers, answering emails, every single thing. You know, when you can feel your mind going to, you know, race and draw in and, you know, distract you and draw in another task, just remind yourself to stop and no, I'm giving this my presence, and then that will be done. And because again, you know, you're training your brain to operate differently if you're used to having a million things happening. So it's going to feel really strange at first. But just notice what happens at the end of each day when you've really committed to doing things with more presence, and actually the effect that that has on, you know, how you feel mentally and physically. Number two, set an alarm to take mini breaks throughout the day. The beauty of small business is that you can do things differently. You can create a working environment that really supports you and your team to thrive. And I know it might sound crazy to actually like set an alarm, but you think about it, you know, you've only got so much energy to give, and then it needs to be restored. So if you're just powering through and just working, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours and not having any time to rest in that, how depleted are you naturally going to be? And then the problem that you've got is, how do you ever get that energy back? How do you ever get yourself back into a rested state? Which is why your sleep at night is suffering, why you constantly feel exhausted, why you get that 3 p.m. slump, why you wake up tired, why when you finally do get a weekend away, you find it impossible to even, you know, feel rested, because you're so under-rested and depleted that, you know, you're constantly playing this game of catch-up. You know, if you begin to set an alarm to take breaks throughout the day, and, you know, every 60 to 90 minutes, you're giving your brain that time to reboot, which is going to really help you with your clarity and your productivity. You're also probably reminding yourself to, you know, eat, hydrate, because that's the other thing that tends to suffer when we just working constantly through. We're not drinking enough water, we're not eating properly enough to fuel ourselves, so we just become, you know, really overwhelmed and distracted and have no mental clarity. So you just create that space just by setting that alarm. It's getting you into a habit of taking time to reset, taking time to restore your energy through the day. So it's like a tank, you know, when it starts to get depleted, you're just taking a few minutes to restore, and you bring your energy back up. So you're constantly coming at things from a really energized, you know, rejuvenated state rather than totally depleted and overwhelmed. And when we're looking at a break, we're not talking half an hour here, just a few minutes. You know, I always talk about how the fact that you can literally change your state in just over a minute with deep, mindful, conscious breathing. Just grounding and centering your energy. That might look like you just taking a walk around the office. I mean, getting outside maybe and just getting a couple of minutes of fresh air, bit of sun on your skin. It's amazing what that can do for your mindset. Just taking a few minutes at your desk to just breathe in and out deeply, thinking about nothing but other than just being in this moment, really teaching yourself how to relax your mind and your body, how to stop, you know, that overthinking and just bring yourself to this moment so that you can really think about, okay, who, you know, how do I want to respond from this space? You know, what do I want to do next from this more calmer, restored, rested state. It might look like just grabbing a glass of water or making a cup of tea. Just, you know, really putting in those mini breaks throughout the day, you're going to see a massive difference to your mental health and well-being almost immediately. It's amazing what that does. And it's such a simple thing, but we're just so used to not doing it. But this is all about, you know, creating a workplace environment where you can thrive, where your team can thrive. And then that's when your business thrives. Number three, boundaries. So, so important as a small business owner. It's okay to say no. It's okay to delegate. It's okay to outsource. Really look at the ways that you perhaps have given away your boundaries, where you're saying yes too much, and start to create some really healthy boundaries here. This might look like turning off notifications on your phone and just having them on your computer, or setting a time to actually switch off from work emails and calls each day. It's really important. You don't have to be on call 24 hours a day, and it is not healthy for you to be on call 24 hours a day. And until you develop healthy boundaries in your business, you're never really going to be able to prioritize yourself in this. And it's really important that your business supports you to have a great life, you know, and it's not just draining the life out of you. And I think it can feel scary to set these boundaries, but boundaries are really important and they really support our mental health and well-being. So really take a good hard look at where are you perhaps gotten soft on your boundaries, or where are there zero boundaries? What, you know, where can you create some space by saying no? And remember, when you say no, that just creates room for the yeses in other areas. And, you know, we can't just be saying yes all the time, because that's how you crowd yourself out. Number four, give yourself permission to rest. It's okay to rest. It's okay to take an afternoon off. It's okay to go away for the weekend. I know that especially in those early stages, it can feel like nothing's going to work unless you're there, but you're not going to work unless you're looking after yourself and unless you are making time to rest. It's really important to develop really great sleeping habits and to prioritize your sleep and how much sleep you need. Because again, that's, I touched on it before, it's a big sign of burnout when, you know, we're constantly exhausted yet we struggle to sleep. So really look at, you know, when we develop good sleeping habits, a lot of that actually happens from the minute we wake up, you know, by really looking at ways that you can be looking after yourself throughout the day, making sure that you're, you know, moving, getting in your self-care so that you're moving your body enough, so that you're feeding your body well, and also being really mindful of, you know, getting bright light exposure throughout the day, which helps with your melatonin, doing things that really help to manage your stress, like relaxation techniques, meditation, because that's going to help your cortisol to be in a healthy curve rather than just sort of, you know, constantly, you know, spiking throughout the day. And that's going to really help you with your melatonin. Also looking at the type of lighting that you have in your working environment. So, you know, if you've got too much blue light and you're staring at screens and devices till really late in the night, again, you're really going to fuck around with your melatonin. And if you're feeling stressed, that depletes it even more. So that's where things like meditation really help, because meditation lowers your cortisol and also helps to boost your melatonin. So that's the beauty of it. So when you're using a tool like meditation in with, you know, your day, that's really going to help you to get the rest you need and to become more well rested, because it's helping get, you know, all those beautiful hormones in your body working the way they need to be. Which quite often when we're a small business owner and we're going, everything's a little bit out of whack. And it's amazing just what getting enough rest does itself for your mental health and well-being. And, you know, then when you do switch off, you know, with those beautiful boundaries of, you know, not, you know, being really reactive to the phone at night, getting off the phone at least half an hour before bed, getting off devices, not scrolling, not answering emails, but really developing a really great bedtime routine, you know, and even look at the lighting in your bedroom, making sure that it's, you know, really dark in there so you can get a great night's sleep. Do things like diffuse an oil, create a really great bedtime routine. You might even want to journal. If you feel that you tend to worry a lot and you tend to hold a lot of stuff in your head about what's going on at work and what you've got happening, a journal purge is always great, where you just reflect on the day that was, you reflect on what worked, what was a challenge, what you felt you could have done differently. And then I always just like to tear it, like read back over it, thank myself for, you know, just being open and just getting it out there, and then just tear it up, get rid of it so that you're not holding on to it, and just feel yourself letting go of it. And again, it's a practice. If you're used to overthinking and you're used to really just churning and churning over things, the idea of actually just saying, okay, I'm just going to let this go now, it's hard, but you have to keep with it. Keep getting into that practice of letting the day go and just really allowing yourself to surrender to a really great night's sleep. And if so, develop really great sleeping habits. Think about what you're doing throughout the day in order to set yourself up for the best night's sleep. So getting lots of sunlight, making sure that you really limit your blue light exposure, and especially in the afternoon and early evening, you know, try to swap out staring at those screens and your phones. And also making sure that you give yourself that permission to rest and take the time off that you need to. And number 5, find a great support crew. Don't isolate. Don't feel like you're alone. It's really important. As I said before, we thrive on human connection. Get that crew around you that you can lean on, that you can have a laugh with, that you can talk through your challenges with, you know, whether that's joining a networking group or, you know, really having, you know, monthly catch-ups with your friends so that you really prioritize those social connections, because too easily work and the business gets prioritized and next minute it's been months before you've, you know, just caught up with your friends and had a laugh and felt yourself relax and feel like you're doing it alone a lot. And it can really feel like the challenges that you're facing are just yours alone. And it's amazing when you actually just get around a bunch of other people and you start to share stories and start to share, you know, what you're going through. They might not be able to understand or relate to a lot of it, but just feeling heard can really take the weight off, because you're not in this alone, and those social connections are so vital for your mental health and well-being. And it can be too long before, you know, we realize that we haven't been around people. You know, we've just been in the business, we've just been doing our thing, and that area of your life is really neglected. And, you know, it can even be with your family. You know, you might just be going through the motions and not actually truly connecting on a deep level with your partner or with your kids, and just really starting to prioritize that time for those connections and for those relationships, and, you know, turning off work and just allowing yourself to be really fully present with your family, with your friends. It is amazing what that does for those relationships and how that can really support you to, again, feel really replenished and to feel, you know, back, you know, find your joy again. So that then when you, you know, go back to work, you feel again like the fullest version of yourself. There's no health without mental health, and there's no health in our businesses without our mental health. So hopefully these 5 strategies have perhaps shone a light on some areas where maybe you can be doing things a little bit differently. Maybe there's things that you can be prioritizing and bringing into your workday in order to be really looking after your mental health and well-being so that you can thrive and your business can thrive. Thanks so much for listening. And if you loved this episode, I would be so grateful if you could take the time to leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends and family. I really appreciate you being here with me. And if you'd like to know more about what I do and for some free resources, please head on over to my website, teamko.com.au, and you can connect with me over on social media at Meditate with Kirstie.